This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. CPNUML decides to quit Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda led government. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says government's main priority is good governance and development, and dozens of migrants killed in a shipwreck off the coast of Italy. Now the news in detail. CPNUML had decided to withdraw its support to the current government led by Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. The secretariat meeting held at the CPNUML party central office in Chiasso decided to leave the government and withdraw the support given to the government. After the meeting announcing the decision of the secretariat, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Paudal said the meeting that CPNUML had decided to withdraw the support given to the government because Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda did not implement the prior agreement in the presidential election. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said the main priority of the government is good governance and development. Inaugurating Vikas Hydropower by electronic means in Balwatar this morning, Prime Minister Dahal said the government will focus on good governance, social justice and development work. The Prime Minister stated that maintaining political stability had been a challenge in the past few days and said that he has confidence in providing stability this time. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Rekha Sharma said the government adopted the policy of a law amendment so as to make people feel a change in the communication sector. Inspecting the office of the Association of Community Radio Broadcasters Nepal, Minister Sharma said, although the Nepali society has moved this far following political changes, there are still some laws from the Panchayat era, so there is a need to amend laws, she said, adding that she was focused on making new laws to keep up with the new constitution. Pointing out historic roles of the country's radios in making changes and creating awareness, the minister, also the government spokesperson, stressed the need for them to focus on quality instead of quantity. Indian Ambassador to Nepal, Nobin Srivastav, has said that India is always positive to support and cooperate for the development of education in Nepal. Inaugurating the new building of Madan Bhandari Memorial College in Anamnagar, Kathmandu, built with the financial support of the Government of India today, Ambassador Srivastav mentioned the need for mutual coordination and cooperation for the educational advancement of both Nepal and India. Chair of Madan Bhandari Foundation, Usha Kiran Bhandari, said there is a need for coordination and cooperation for the educational and cultural development of both countries and expressed her belief that the government of India would support the further activities of the foundation. Marking the beginning of the Fagu Purnima or Holi festival, Cheer, a bamboo pole, has been installed at the Basantapur, Kathmandu this morning. Holi festival has officially started all over the country, including the capital, after installing Cheer on the south side of the Hanuman Dhoka Palace. There is a tradition of celebrating the beginning of Holi festival by playing with the vermilion powder. Holi, which is celebrated on the full moon day of the Nepali month Phagun, is being celebrated on the 22nd of Phagun in the hilly areas including Kathmandu Valley and on the 23rd of Phagun in various districts of the Tarai. The Jorpati Sundarijal Road widening plan has come closer to the final stage. The drive was not gaining momentum for long due to obstructions from different fronts. The Kathmandu Valley Road Expansion Project said the Jorpati Sundarijal Road Expansion Drive was coming closer to a conclusion after resolving all the problems surfaced. Information officer at the project, Mahananda Joshi, said that black topping was remaining to be done on 50 to 60 meter portion of the road nearby Nayapati due to dispute with the locals. According to him, there were dispute between the construction workers and locals some weeks ago. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 59 migrants, including 12 children, have died and dozens more are feared missing after their boat sank in a rough seas off southern Italy. The vessel broke apart while trying to land near Croton on Sunday. Migrants from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Somalia and Iran were on board. Italian officials say a baby was among the dead. Interior minister who visited the scene said as many as 30 people may be still missing. The exact number of people who were on the boat which had sailed from Turkey several days ago is not clear. Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif referenced reports that more than 24 Pakistanis were among the dead and called the news deeply concerning and worrisome. He instructed Pakistan diplomats to ascertain facts as early as possible. Downing Street says UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and European Commission President are due to hold final talks on a new Brexit deal for Northern Ireland on Monday. The Prime Minister and Ursula von der Leyen will meet in Berkshire in the afternoon to discuss complex challenges around the protocol. The UK wants to change the current agreement which sees some goods checked when entering Northern Ireland from the rest of Great Britain. Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab earlier said the UK and EU were on the cusp of a deal and the EU had moved on some issues. Downing Street released more details about the talks between Sunak and von der Leyen, which is said to take place around late lunchtime. Huge rallies have been held in several Mexican cities against what protesters see are government attempts to undermine the electoral authorities. The biggest was in a Mexico City where organizers say 500,000 people marched on the city's main plaza. The local government put the number at 90,000. Lawmakers last week voted to slash the budget of the National Electoral Institute and cutting its staff. President Andres Manuel López Obrador accuses the National Electoral Institute of being partisan. Smaller peaceful demonstrations were staged in several other cities. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The westerly wind has a general impact in the country's weather system now. The Weather Forecasting Division has said, due to effects in the weather system, the mountainous area of the country would witness partial to general changes, while remaining areas would generally see clean weather. As informed, partial to general changes would occur in the mountainous belt of the country this afternoon, while light rain with thunderstorms are to take place in some areas of the mountainous belt in the Province 1, Bagmati and Gondaki provinces, and in 1-2 places of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. The division informed light snowfall is predicted in limited areas of high hill and Himalayan territory in the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPNUML decides to quit Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda lead government. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda says government's main priority is good governance and development, and dozens of migrants killed in a shipwreck off the coast of Italy. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.